may the words of Holy Scripture just proclaimed to all of us turn into beautiful melodies in each of our hearts. So now we know about the snake. Somehow kind of keep that in mind as I talk here today in a little bit. 3 points. We've been doing our series on the covenant with Noah, covenant with Abraham and Sarah, covenant with Moses last week, and now we're continuing the covenant with Moses. This is a kind of a continuation of it. And, and then next week we're going to have a morning prayer service. And Pete McIntosh, I believe, is preaching, and he is going to preach on the covenant of Jeremiah, the covenant of the heart, talked about, I will give you a new heart, that covenant that Jeremiah the prophet talks about. And that will more or less complete our series on the covenant. These are the readings that have been given to us by the liturgy throughout Lent. The beautiful readings. And that introduces us then into Holy Week, the covenant through Christ, of course. I wanted to mention here as my first point today the term the individual, being an individual. You notice that the covenant, when we talk about the covenant, we're talking with we're kind of painting a wide swath. We're thinking about us in the context of creation, the world, the animal kingdom, the vegetative kingdom, our relationship with our tribes. It's a larger way of thinking about things. So not just the individual here, but us in relationship, how we fit into something larger. Well, sociologists would say readings have been focusing very much upon the development of a social consciousness, thinking of the common good rather than simply the individual good. And that's what a covenant is all about. That's what the church is all about. But you notice that the covenants are made with individual people. Covenant with Noah and his family. The covenant with Abraham and Sarah and their family. The covenant with Moses and his family. So, it's going to change a little bit next week with Jeremiah. But, so, the individual person, Abraham, Sarah, Noah, Moses, we don't disappear. We aren't swallowed up in some sort of amorphous soup, if you will. So, in a way, the covenant is that we're celebrating in the church and have been celebrating now throughout Lent is telling us that, it's okay to be an individual. It's okay to be Noah and to have the talents that Noah has. It's okay to be Abraham and Sarah with their talents. It's okay to be Moses with their talents. Where would we be without people who have these talents that God can work through to help us develop a society of togetherness which is helpful for all? So the individual, we don't want to give the individual a bad name. That would not in accordance with our biblical understanding of how God works. God honors our talents. So each of you here in the parish You all have your individual talents, which you have carefully been blessed with and tried to develop over the years. And your parents have helped nourish those talents within you to create the unique individual that you have become. Your friends, if they are helpful friends, have helped you to develop and refine your talents and honored them and praised you for them and helped you to feel good about them and nourish them within you and so on. And we all kind of know that people who don't do that are not really true friends. There's something not quite right with them. So, you know, that's all good. And a lot of our teenage years and college years are spent finding out what our talents, what our true deep talents are that we really love. And that's all part of the project of becoming a human being. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. That's very good. Blessed thing. That's point one. Point two, individualism. We talked first about the individual, now individualism. The isms are always connoting something kind of problematic. Now we would, I think, derail and fall from the biblical understanding of the covenant if we try to detach the individual from the community within which the individual lives and which the individual is called upon to relate to and to serve and to nourish. And it's mutual. Works both ways. The community raises up the individuals and nourishes them, and they in turn replenish and re-nourish the community into which they live. That's the harmonious, best picture of how things should work in a biblical understanding of community, covenant, and community. But individualism is where the individual then somehow gets more and more alienated from the community. And instead of having a sense of the community, it begins to become turned in upon himself or herself and thinks of himself or herself, period. And the community then, the people in the community become instrumentalized, we say. They become instruments and tools which a person uses for his or her own benefit. So that you get into this thinking of the individual has to rise and everybody else has to kind of fall in subservience to that individual. Wherever you have that, you have the destruction of the covenant. Selfishness begins to reign on the one hand, and fear and submission and lack of freedom on those who are forced to be subservient to that person on the other. Individualism. Bad. Not biblical. Not a healthy thing. Destructive. Third point. And that's what we have talked about here in Scripture today. The journey. The journey of the Jewish people out of slavery, out of Egypt, searching now for a form of community which will ensure the continued freedom and flourishing of the Jewish people. And then we have those for whom it's just asking too much. They like the comforts of the old times, back in Egypt, even though they were in slavery, and even though they were being used by the Egyptian people and so on like that, they liked their old, they were able to kind of make their way, and they kind of liked it there, and, the murmurers. Why do we have to do this? And, you know, that whole kind of thing. People breaking off. Community being destroyed. Third point, and my final point, person. We started with individual, then there's a kind of derailment sometimes into individualism, and now person. Individual and person are related, but they aren't exactly the same thing. We want to be individuals who have discovered our talents and have a sense of our own self-worth and what we can contribute to the rest and so on like that. We want to have that. We don't want to lose that. But somehow, we don't want to get caught up in that. And so caught up in ourselves that we reduce others to kind of like tools for us to use. And we think of ourselves as somehow our talents are meant to help others to find their talents so that we can all flourish together. That's what a person is. Person comes from two Latin words, per, which means P-E-R, through, and S-O-N comes from the Latin word sonare, to sound. What is a person? A person is somebody who allows others to sound through them. So that together we all make up one beautiful symphony, one beautiful melody, one beautiful harmony. That's a person. The movement from being an individual to becoming a person. That's what we're involved in Lent. We're in that movement. How do we take our talents, our individual talents, and how do we use them in such a way that we can help all others to shine forth so that we can create a beautiful melody together? Together. That's our challenge in life. That's what we're trying to do. And if we can do that, then those serpents in our lives, which bite us and make us kind of act in a very selfish and narcissistic way, those serpents turn into something healing and something beautiful and something that makes us flourish. Like the caduceus.